How is everybody tonight?
Fantastic.
That's a great answer, in case I haven't said that before. Maybe I better put that in a different spot. Okay. I won't have to talk too loud anyhow. I can hear myself. All right, tonight, let me open up in prayer first. Then we'll get into what I'm going to talk about. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for everybody that is here this evening, that came to hear your word, Lord, to be filled with your word. Please be with those who could not make it, Lord, who wanted to come, just could not make it. Please be with them, Lord, and lift them up for whatever reason they decided not to come. Lord, we thank you for everything that you do in our lives, the hope that you give us, the mercy that you show us, Lord, and everything that you have given to us, including the gift of salvation. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so in our whole life, we are consumed with choices. Choices like, what are we having for supper tonight? How am I going to pay all these bills? Which is a common one. And what time should I set my alarm for? Almost everything that we do in our lives require a choice and a decision. When we wake up in the morning or in the middle of the night, for some of us, we start to think about what our day is going to be like, what our day is going to consist of, what are we going to do first, etc. More choices. Sometimes when you wake up in the middle of the night, your mind starts thinking about all these choices you have to make and you can't get back to sleep. I hear some giggling, so somebody has the same issues. So a decision is part of making choices and can get quite overwhelming at times. Do you all agree with that? Okay. Just saying yes or no when I ask that question, that's a choice. Today, for example, we had a choice to make. Should I go to church today? We made a fantastic decision to come to church. And for those of you who chose to come back tonight, another fantastic decision. But all these things I just mentioned, these are all temporal decisions, meaning not spiritual decisions. Now, is going to church a spiritual choice or decision? It can be. But it depends on the reason that you come to church. And I'll just leave it there. You guys can think about that. So now we're going to get into the choices that we make that are most important choices of our lives, both earthly and spiritual. We make a lot of choices without even thinking about what those decisions will be, what those choices are. Some of our choices require a lot of thought. Some of them don't require any thought at all. They're just habit. The best way to make a decision about these choices we're going to make is studying the Scripture that God gave to us. Scripture offers guidance on making choices, emphasizing trusting in the Lord rather than one's own understanding. We all know what happens when we trust our own understanding. We fail most of the time, if not all of the time. But trusting in the Lord will lead us to victory in our choices. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your acknowledgments, you trust Him, and He shall direct your paths." In James 1, verse 5, it says, "And if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives all to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." So here's a few scriptures that help guide us in making decisions and choices. Proverbs 16:9, A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So lean on the Lord. Trust Him to help you with your decisions. We should always use wisdom when making even the simplest of decisions. Even some of the simplest decisions we make, if we make that wrong choice, it turns into a big disaster. We must ask God for wisdom as He gives it generously to those who ask. In Proverbs 2:6, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth comes knowledge and understanding." The Bible presents choices as a matter of following God or serving other things. As Joshua 24:15 says, and I'll give you a little explanation of this after I read this. It says, "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." This was Joshua. He was talking to the tribes of Israel, especially the elders, judges, leaders, and officers that gathered at Shechem. He's given them a final charge to choose whether they will serve the Lord or other gods. There's only one God to serve. But obviously, or apparently, they did not understand that. And Joshua was calling them on it. But the most important choice that we will make is the choice of eternal life or eternal death. And it is a choice. The choice between eternal life and eternal death is the key focus of the four Gospels of Jesus Christ and is also spoke throughout the whole New Testament. Eternal life is a gift from God. That gift comes through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So getting back to choices, we all remember when we made our choice for eternal life in heaven. We may not remember the exact time or the exact day. Some do, some don't. It doesn't matter. But we do remember when our lives changed. Changed for the better, I might add. And another choice that we make, that we have to make, is as follows. And Jesus came. This is in Matthew 28:18-20. We've probably heard this a couple times. "As Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Amen." So this should be a very easy choice for us to make, to go out and make disciples. Do we have to be beaten? And do we have to suffer and face many trials before we'll go out and do that? No. This should be a very easy choice to make, as it is a command from Jesus Himself. Jesus, the man that died on the cross for all people, so that they may be given the gift of eternal life. He died and He suffered, was beaten, and faced all kinds of beatings and oppression, suffering for us, so that all the world could have eternal life. And I said could have because that's a choice that everyone has to make. He was obedient to the Father and did the will of the Father perfectly. He was the only man to ever walk on this earth that never sinned. Everything that Jesus had done was the Father's will so that we could have a relationship with Him. So with all of the things that Jesus had done for us, including His suffering on the cross and being beaten beyond recognition, we have the choice Do we go and make disciples of all nations, or do we do nothing? Nothing's the easy answer, but it's not the right answer. Nothing's easy is the easy choice, but not the right choice. So I hope that this makes you make the choice to start to talk to people about Jesus. If you're nervous and you want to talk to somebody, make sure somebody is with you. Take somebody with you to talk. Don't approach them by yourself. You will face rejection without a doubt. But when someone finally listens and you are able to share the gospel with someone, you will be blessed with great joy for the joy that comes from God. Talking about rejection, that rejection that you will face, it's imminent. It will happen when you go out and speak the name of Jesus. It doesn't mean it's going to be hostile. It's going to be anybody's going to want to beat you up or kill you just for mentioning the name of Jesus. But you will be rejected by different people. We have that same thing at the farmer's market. I pass out the wristbands. I'm going to say this. You probably all have heard this story, but I'm going to say it again. And every month, the same couple comes. The husband, I ask him if he wants a wristband. The husband says, nope, I'm good. Doesn't even smile, doesn't even look at me. Keeps on walking. But his wife, she's grateful. She loves the wristbands and she wants them for her family. So one day I was sitting on the side of the fellowship hall and he's walking up the ramp. And I said to him, is today the day you're going to take a wristband? And he just smiled and he said, no, I'm good. But he smiled. And same thing last month at the last farmer's market. I seen him again. Here he comes. And let me grab one. I said, you going to get one today? He smiled again, said, no, you ask me every time. I said, I'll ask you next time too. But at least he smiles now. But he rejected. But it's not going to be a bad thing. You don't have to take it as a bad thing. I look at it as a challenge. Look at it as a challenge. We know the truth. And I'm not saying this man does not know the truth. But we know the truth, and it's up to us to share that truth with other people. So that the joy that you will have will be for the person or persons that will be spending eternity in heaven with their Lord and Savior and us. The joy is for that other person. The joy you receive is for the other person. And hopefully they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and become saved and get baptized, and be born again. So please think about these things and make the right choice when you have that opportunity. The Holy Spirit will help you every step of the way. All of that being said about choices, there are two commandments where we as Christians, with the love of Jesus in us, do not have a hard time obeying. And that's Mark 12. 30 and 31. It says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. No other commandment greater than those. So as you can tell, I'm kind of compassionate about wanting to talk to other people. That's why I come to every farmer's market and sit out there in a chair in the parking lot so I can talk to everybody that goes by. At least try to talk to them. And there's always two or three that won't even look at me, just ignore me and keep walking. That's okay. Doesn't hurt my feelings. There's still another 100 people coming, so I've got a chance to talk to somebody. And it's actually rewarding when someone will stop and listen and you can talk to them. I took somebody by the hand last time. He was having a rough time. He said, it's been a rough couple weeks. And I just asked him, can I pray with you? Pray for you? And he said, yeah, let me hold his hand. I prayed for him. It's not hard to do. We do all this on praise night, prayer request. We pray for a lot of people. It's not hard to pray for a stranger, even if we don't know them. So with all that being done, it's time now to make another decision. And that decision is, are we ready to go eat? I'm going to assume that's a yes. I'm assuming, I wasn't asking you, Frank. Frank's always ready to eat. So I did not have to ask this question because I already knew the answer, but I did anyway just to get a response. So I want to end this before I close in prayer. I just want to say in reflection of what Denise was saying, I love all of you as well. My life when I came to this church approximately 3 years ago has changed tremendously. I mean, I was saved before that, but that's all I was. I didn't have any knowledge, wisdom. I believed in Jesus. I believed that Jesus died for me on the cross. But when it comes around to learning about Jesus, it is amazing how much I have learned here, and that is with the help of each and every one of you. Bible studies, church, just talking with other people, seeing the examples that you are and the way that you are sharing God's love with other people. This is definitely a serving church, and we serve with love. So that's something that everybody should be grateful for and should have joy for that. I don't want to say be proud of, but because I'll get comments on that. But be thankful for the joy that you receive, because I receive joy because of what you have all done with me. All right, so now I will close in prayer. Heavenly Father, please be with all of us as we go over to the fellowship hall to share a meal together as a family, Lord. And yes, we are a family. We are your children. We are heirs of yours, Lord. And we are brothers and sisters with Jesus Christ. Please be with us as we go over there. Please bless the food that we are about to eat, Lord. And may everybody pitch in at the end to help clean up the mess. Be with those who couldn't be here tonight, Lord. Watch over them. If they're sick, if they're ill, please heal them, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.